All right, you ready?
Let's start this meeting off with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, God, the day that you've made. Your word says to return back to the old landmarks. And I pray we return back to what our founding fathers established, turn back to the word of God as a nation. I just ask your blessings upon Orange County and all of our workers here, our commissioners and our judges. God, we just look to you, the author, to finish our faith. So we commit this meeting to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody, from the new year, from the holiday season. Hopefully everybody had a great New Year's and Christmas and enjoyed themselves and got to spend some time with family and friends and recharge the batteries, as it were, for the upcoming 2020 year. So anyhow, so we'll start with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as a reminder, we cannot comment on items from the court on citizen comments unless it's an agenda item. So anyone from the audience have anything that they want to converse about this early in the year? All right, not anybody from the court.
I don't really know when to say what I have to say. I have a question. So ask it.
Okay. Is it an agenda item question?
No.
At some point?
No, it's not. So ask it now.
Well, it depends on whether we can answer. But ask the question and I'll tell you whether we can answer or not.
Well, I just think when people are in supervisory positions, and they are provided with a county vehicle. And they're on an extended long vacation, and that vehicle is out of, we don't have it to use in the county. And I would like to know if there is a policy and what the policy is.
Okay, that would be a question that would have to be answered after court at that point. Okay. And we can check on that directly, but yeah, because it's not an agenda item, so we cannot discuss that at this point.
Okay. I knew it was.
But now the question's out, so we're good.
Okay.
All right, anything else? Anybody else?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
that's right.
Happy New Year.
All right, so we'll move on to item number two, discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster Imelda. And just as an update on any of our building structures or anything like that from any of that kind of stuff that we have to deal with, and then or from Joel. Either one, whoever wants to go.
Judge Commissioners, just an update as far as the degree goes. The total that was collected for the city of Ida was 37,247 cubic yards. Rose City had 101.4 cubic yards, and Orange County had 28,206.9 cubic yards, for a grand total of 65,556.1 cubic yards. That was collected by the contractors for the direct. Currently, I spoke with our district coordinator, Carmen Apple, this morning. As far as the PA is concerned, Chief Kidd sent a letter to the president or to FEMA requesting that they add the public assistance portion to the presidential declaration. He sent that before the holidays, and at that point we had not, the state had not, they haven't totaled all the numbers yet, I guess is the best way to put it. So we had not met that threshold as of that point. That's still up in the air. We don't know which way that's going to go yet. But we also got a couple of quotes from, as far as the final destination, from Waste Management, who we have a contract with, and we also have a contract with Republic Services for the county's contract. Mm-hmm. According to the general manager there, if there's something on the higher end that doesn't work, I guess it's worth procurement. But we have that contract with them, Mr. Bill Lloydman, and that the contract that we currently have would be good with them. The per cubic yard cost at Waste Management is $8.44 per cubic yard, and the cubic yard cost for recovery services is $7 a year per cubic yard. The difference there is the mileage, which Clark supplied me with that. The Newton County landfill is 22 miles. The Golden Triangle one, which would be the one the public has, is 25 miles. I did speak with a TDM representative who is the debris management specialist for the state, and they said he would probably be fine with that 3 miles with FEMA if we were to get the PA approved, because that we had to go with Waste Management last time because of the distance. But they will take into consideration that cost difference per cubic yard. So we're trying to save money.
Yeah.
Basically, by doing it. So she thinks that would be fine. So when we get to that point, we do have a meeting with, I don't know the cost of the actual per mileage truck, how they're going to charge for that yet. We do have a meeting set up with Ash Britt and Texas Jack next week to begin those operations.
Does that price there, because that doesn't include the monitoring cost, right?
This is just the tip and fee for the land.
Yeah, okay.
The 7 per mm-hmm. cubic yard. Yeah.
Okay.
The fees for...
but it's separate, I guess, is the question. It's just a separate deal.
Okay. What was quoted, what I quoted differently, which is definitely separate,
okay.
Was the Ash Britt, and this was based on 75,000 cubic yard. We had to give them a number that we didn't know for sure.
Okay.
So it'll be a little bit less. Ash Britt's cost was 450,000. For the total amount, and Tetra Tech's is about 40 different. Is 42,637 for the month, and that's based on 75. So both of those numbers
would
come down.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're looking at, and once we have that meeting with them and get that set, I guess the court can make that decision as far as which landfill go with.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I like the cheaper one, of course, but we also don't want to put in jeopardy any PA assistance that we may be able to get by not having the mileage requirement. Yeah, but if she's saying, can we potentially get something in writing that says that could be possibly okay? Because that's a lot to put at jeopardy. So
she gave that with a qualifier. You probably will be okay. Even the state knows how things.
Yeah.
So, and this a question because I don't know this. Do we have to pay TxDOT something for what they did picking up? That was all
completely done in their hands.
They took good care of us on that.
Thank
so
you.
The state did.
We did receive a bill from the contractor for some machinery and stuff, and I think he sent it all to all of y'all. But that's Denise's reviewing that.
Yeah, and I sent an email off to the director at TxDOT that managed all that. You know, thanking him and for the work that they did, and appreciating that they covered that cost for us, because that was a huge amount of money.
So
I did that through the holidays. All right. Any further conversation questions on that yet? So we'll hopefully know something on that a little bit soon. And it would be great if we got that PA assistance, because that would cover all of that. We'd be in good shape. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Something
about to give a time
when you thought you were going to. The meeting with Ash Britt is going to be on the 6th, I believe. All right.
Mr. Field?
The only update I have is the community center there in Viner. Contractor started. We have work out there on Monday the 30th. And it's in about 4 weeks to give or take to complete the job. So.
Okay. So if we're moving on that one, the the shop at the parks. I'm sorry, the shop at the parks. We've completed that that little room, and now we're getting removed to the office there.
Yes, the shop is complete. My guys are taping floating in the office right now.
Yeah.
And
that's perfect. Okay, and then so the pavilions, the bathroom stuff, are waiting on them.
No, actually, guys, right there, changing the post in the pavilion also. Perfect.
All right, so that leads me to the next question, because one of the things that we've kind of pushed back, and it's becoming more necessary as we move forward, but since we've kind of got to that place on the parks and where we needed to be there in Raymond Gould, but the at some point I'd like to discuss about when we're going to start working on the offices for the Human Resources Department to move to the back, because we've got to at some point now move the other transition offices that are waiting on that to happen too, to be able to take place. So if we can just get together after we can start looking at some time frames, that'd be
okay.
Great.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Phil?
No.
All right.
I should ask.
Hmm?
When will Kurt be back?
Phil, you know when Kurt will be back?
Joe, the permit thing on the whole Precinct 3 judge.
We're working on that.
Still happening.
Okay.
Just keep it on your agenda. We need to get with Chief Tarver and have a meeting at the Vider offices for transferring the deputies sub-house. Okay. Over there. There's some small issues, some paint, some carpet, for them to be ready
to probation office
to move into there. And the old probation, adult probation offices.
Nothing else on item number 2. We'll move to item number 3, which is discussion of possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads, which that would have actually covered that. But if there's anything else that we had or anything that we needed to...
Well, I just have one.
Okay.
And I did learn my lesson, and it's Harvey that I was all waiting until 3.
Yeah.
But we've gotten some bids in. I've talked to Connie. We've gotten some bids in on my office in Mauriceville, but I think Kurt has to look at them and approve them.
But it doesn't have to happen, Kurt. I mean, if he's out, we can put that on the agenda if we got the bids. You have them, right? The bids?
I have a copy of them, yes.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to put it on the agenda.
I couldn't get in touch with him.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put it on the agenda today to make it on next week's agenda.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
So that is not something under item number 3 that Kurt could discuss.
Yeah.
Well, it just would prolong it that much longer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if we have, that's the thing, is we just need to know what his plan is, and if not, then we can move it to put it on the agenda ourselves. If you have a copy of the bids, and then we can review
and
the bids.
Does.
If you have a copy, would you forward those copies to us? And then that way we can do it, and then depending on when it comes, that way we can put it on the agenda for next week.
And her question was good. Can it not happen under one of these two agenda items?
Yeah, because it's your building is a Hurricane Harvey issue.
Uh-huh.
So we're good there.
Okay.
I think.
If we know that there's a specific item, I mean, when we're covering general items, those are generally no action items. If we know that we have bids,
that needs to be a separate action.
It is safer to put it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about whether we could discuss that building under this item today. Yeah, but for us to actually move on the contract, it will be a separate agenda item from this,
which has to go on there so we can get it next week.
Right, and we can put it on there today, and if we don't have everything we need, just pass it.
Then we just
pass it. Okay, to be safe, let's go ahead and put it on for next week.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Denise.
Yeah. And that way we can do it, because not only is going to come back, and I don't want to postpone it if we've got everything we need other than somebody to say, let's put it on the agenda. All right, anything else related to Hurricane Harvey issues? All right.
Nope.
Excellent. All right, so item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for the month ending November 30th, 2019, and recording in the minutes of the court approval of investments in the amount of $116,260.89. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $22,531.72. C, Treasurer's Report of Revenues Received and Dispersed in Accordance with the Local Government Code 114.026 and Affidavit of Approval by the Court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. D, Pledged Security Collateral for a total of $26,118,081.42. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank of $16,197,068.52. First Financial Bank of $9,921,012.90. And Ms. Corey says that she already has no further comment on that subject, so we'll move forward. Unless anyone has questions.
No.
It is an action item.
I make a motion that we accept this.
Second.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion?
Mm-mm.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
You need to make note that.
Yeah, I'm going to make note. Commissioner Trahan has said that he's been sick and stuff, so he told me he may have to step out periodically because he's been fighting the bug. So I'm going to put on there the record that we only had a 4-0 vote on that because Commissioner Trahan had stepped out. All right. Item 5, discussion and possible action regarding the payment of bills approved by the county auditor as protested listings, and also specifically as follows, $41,233 to Texas Association of Counties Risk Management Pool from the General Fund 001101052345 for the first quarter workman's compensation payment due January 2020. Item B, $21,652.83 to UTMB from the General Fund 001111 54235 for contract payment due January 2020. And
also, and I will, even though these are approved for last week's common billing, mm-hmm. I'm just going to note the amounts and
okay.
several of those. For approval for December 26, 2019, from the General Fund was $47,911.70. Road and Bridge, $858.51. And consolidated accounts of $65.85 for a total of last week of $48,836.06. And then for approval for January 2nd, 2020, from the General Fund, $155,565.27. Road and Bridge, $47,206.59. Mosquito Control, $1,319.29. Adult Probation, $19,657.21. Airport, $854.70. Consolidated accounts, $11,320.18. For a grand total of $235,923.24.
Thank you. Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Motion by four, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0, and again, as a note, Commissioner Trahan has still stepped out. Item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, from 001-226-59999, other $1,500, to 001-226-54130, contract services and maintenance of $1,500, purpose to pay for net data services and new copier contract. And then from 001-226-59999, other $395 to 001-226-57590, $395, and purpose to add additional funds to purchase a new copier. And that was Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, Mr. Jenkins. And I don't think anyone's from here from that, but it's just items within his budget. So.
Yes, and what happened was is the quote was for previous and the quote expired, and so the new contract was higher. So.
All right. Any further discussion on that?
Aye.
So I have a motion by three to approve.
Second.
A second by two. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Commissioner Trahan is back in, so it's a 5-0 vote. Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the Orange County Purchasing Department to solicit proposals for grant application and management service for management services for a potential CDBG-MIT application. Commissioner Trahan.
It's just we got some funds that are coming up that we need to apply for. We need to get the firm in place. And so I think it's time that we go ahead and submit proposals so we can go ahead and get an RFP, issue an RFP so we can get some folks bidding on that. And I think Connie's aware of it. Okay. Yeah. And sounds like you got a committee already put together, so that same committee could probably review it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got,
yeah.
Got all their paperwork.
Yeah, we got all our paperwork.
So that same committee can go ahead and review that.
I might want to have some better eyes on it afterwards.
That's fine. So I'll go ahead and make that motion that we authorize purchasing to go ahead and issue. Is it an RFP? Is that an RFP for services to go ahead and administer those grants?
I see.
So a motion by one, a second by four. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding approval of budgets for district attorney forfeiture funds. John Kimbrough, district attorney, but I'm assuming that Denise, you may have any comments on that. I mean, I've read all through it. So
not really. I've submitted them. We just have to put them on the record.
As a budget, yeah. All right.
I make a motion.
Now, a motion by three.
Second
by one. Any further discussion?
Yeah, what are the forfeiture funds? Their special usage fund? I mean,
yes. We have two funds. One is the Chapter 18 funds and the Chapter 59 funds, and Chapter 18 and 59 respectively set out what the uses are for. 18 does not require a line item budget, so we have the full amount just budgeted for investigative purposes. And then Chapter 59 funds have a more detailed line item budget.
Okay. Thank you.
They are highly regulated as far as
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Any other further discussion?
No.
Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number 9, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, or to hear a complaint or charge against one or more officers or employees. Ms. Cremio?
I would ask that the court would be clear, statement except for myself and Lori Ardland and with recording. Do we need anybody else?
Judge Simon.
And Judge Simon. Oh, and Judge Simon.
All right, we are back in at 2:31. Denise.
I recommend no action on this item except moving forward with item number 11.
Okay. All right. So we'll move to item number 11, which is discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2 to Precinct 3. From 001-226-5110, regular salaries of $1,334.40, 001-226-51210, Social Security of $232.38, 001-226-51230, retirement $479.03, and then 001-226-51250, unemployment of $4.26, and then moving those two line item to 001-227-51110, regular salaries of $1,334.40, 001-227-51210, Social Security $232.38, and 001-227-51230, retirement $479.03, and 001-227-51250, unemployment of $4.26. Purpose, to cover movement of salary difference for partial year between departments, persons transferring from one department to another department, and moving the budgetary salary across.
So moved.
Second.
All right, I have a motion by three, a second by four. Any further discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion.
Second.
Final discussion of possible action for your adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. I have a motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
So, Lori, are you
get better, baby.